Every wrong is sin, but not all sin leads to death. That's pretty clear, isn't it? All wrong is sin, but not all of them lead to death. Now, aren't we glad? Now, Lisa, if every wrong led to death, where would you and me be? Oh, don't even want to think about it. That's right. See, aren't we glad He's merciful? See, but see, the more we learn about His Word, the more He expects from us. Is that true? That's exactly right. Now then, the more we learn about His Word and what He likes and doesn't like, then He holds us more accountable. He wants us to walk. What is He trying to do to the church? He's trying to conform us into the image of Christ. Somebody walks up and says, you know that woman right there? Man, she's the closest thing to Jesus I ever saw in my life. See? No. But that's what He's trying to... That's what He's conforming you into, right, Deborah? That you and all these other people in here and me, when we are confronted on a day-by-day basis, people said, if I ever met anybody that acted like Jesus, it's that person. That's what we're being conformed into the image of Christ. Now then, He's got a lot of work to do on us, don't He? Definitely got His work cut out for Him. It's never a lack for something to do in the church. God has His hands full with all of His children trying to conform us into the image of Christ. But if we'll let Him, He will. Okay, now let's go to chapter 9 of the book of Proverbs. After an hour and a half, we're going to get to where we're going to start. This is just preliminary tonight. That was all preliminary. Now we get to chapter 9, verse 1. Wisdom has built her spacious house with 7 pillows. Wisdom. How important is wisdom? Very. What was one of the first things God created? Wisdom. It was with Him when He laid the foundations of the earth. It's with Him when He laid out the stars. Wisdom. He made this wonderful spirit of wisdom to go with Him everywhere. And if this wisdom is this powerful and this good, we need to get a hold of this spirit. I need it, don't you, Keith?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Guarantee I need the spirit of wisdom. Wisdom has built her spacious house with 7 pillows. She has prepared a great banquet, mixed the wines, and set the table. I mean, with the wines and the tables that wisdom sets, you need to get these. The next verse 3. She has sent her servants to invite everyone to come. Who's invited to come? Every one of us. He doesn't leave out nobody. She sent her servants to invite you and me to come. She calls out from the heights overlooking the city. Come home with me, she urges the simple. To those without good judgment, she says, come, eat my food and drink the wine I have mixed. Leave your foolish ways behind and begin to live. Learn how to be wise. Now then, wisdom is laying this mat out before each one of us today. How can we obtain this God kind of wisdom? Wisdom only comes from who? From God. We go back to the Scripture. Is any man lack wisdom? James chapter 1. Let him ask who? God. Who gives how? Generously without finding fault. But when he asks, he must ask in faith. Nothing wavering. Oh, that's a good one, isn't it, James? Isn't it hard to not waver? Ooh, I'm telling you, it's hard to not waver. When we ask for something, you know, there's always an enemy there to put you to the test. The enemy, you know, when you ask God for something, when Sharon's sitting here, she's asking God for wisdom, there's always that little voice right up in her head saying, you know, but you old creature, you don't think God's going to do nothing good for an old worthless girl like you. You're just a nobody. God, in His awesome wisdom, wouldn't give it to you of all people. Oh, yeah. See, but that's where you've learned to go. You've learned to believe now. See, she don't go where she used to. She now believes that when God made her a promise, That's how Sharon got healed. When she finally said, all I got to do is really believe this stuff. And she got healed. And she'd been sick for 30 years. And now then she ain't sick no more. Where did she get that wisdom? Where'd that wisdom to get healed? Right there from that book. Where did you get the wisdom to stay healed after all these years? Right there in that book. Isn't it wonderful to have that wisdom in that book? Yes, it is. It set her free. It set a lot of you free in here. If any one of you lack wisdom, James 1:5, if any one of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally, and he upbraideth not, and it shall be given to him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. And let not that man think that he shall receive anything from the Lord. So when you ask God for wisdom, you get up to go to work in the morning, you say, Lord, I need wisdom to do this job today I'm going to do. I know you know how to do it. I'm asking you to fill me with your Holy Spirit and give me the wisdom. Now, Lord, thank you. It's done. And somebody said, what do you got to do today? Oh, no problem. Just got a little $3 million building to build today. Wow. I had no problem. I serve the living God. Piece of cake. I asked Him for wisdom this morning. I know He gave it to me. As I go today, every answer I need, as I go along, I know He's going to provide it for me. Is that walking in faith? Amen. Absolutely. Giving Him the glory. And at the end of the day, the guy says, wow, you were right. Every time you were presented with something today, you had the right answer. Wow, boy, are you smart. No, it wasn't me. I asked God for that wisdom. He's the one to give it to me. Let me give Him the glory and the praise. I ain't taking not a nickel's worth of it. Absolutely. We don't take the praise. And if you give God the glory for it, He'll keep giving you that. And He'll give it to you bigger and better. And you'll get to where the things you can do, He can make you a legend in your own time. As long as you don't ever take the glory for it. If you'll give Him the glory and the credit. I don't care what kind of business you're in. You give God the glory and the praise, and He'll just continue to give you wisdom beyond your wildest dreams. You'll be able to do things that nobody else can do. Nobody. But God will give that knowledge to you because you're asking Him. Now then, let's go back to the book of Proverbs, chapter 9. Come, eat my food and drink the wine I have mixed. Leave your foolish ways behind and begin to live. Learn how to be wise. Well, we're going to learn how to be wise from the Word of God. Okay, the next couple of verses. Anyone who rebukes a mocker. Now, look here what he's saying all of a sudden. This is what wisdom. Anyone who rebukes a mocker will get a smart retort. You have to be careful. Anyone who rebukes the wicked will get hurt. You have to really be careful who you deal with. Then he says, so don't bother rebuking the mocker. Don't worry about him. They will only hate you. But the wise, when rebuked, will love you all the more. So before you start giving people advice, you need to make sure you're walking in God's wisdom. You need to be well-founded in the Word of God. And when you start giving instructions to people, you need to know who you're giving instructions to. You see somebody comes up and does something stupid, you know, we want to say something to them, don't we? I was thinking about something yesterday. I was looking at an email somebody sent me, and it said something like, Lord, I will. Something about their children. I forget. They said it 100 times, so you'd think I would remember it. Lord, thank you for my children, or something like this. Yeah, something like that. And of course, when I opened it and I went down through it, I thought, well, I don't know what this is all about. So I went all the way to the bottom and reading through all these, and I didn't know what it was until I started back up. When I did, it all downloaded. And it was a bunch of pictures. And it was pictures about children that had done, young people that had done things to their bodies. And they had earrings, nose rings, beads in their face, deals in their ear, a can in their ear, a Coke can, strapped the tattoos was unbelievable. You know, and when I looked at those people and I thought, you know, Here they are rebelling to be different, but yet they're rebelling to be just like another group. So they ain't going to be a unique individual after all. The only problem is what they've done is permanent. Now then, so you're 20 years old, and you got these black rings around your eyes, and you got all this stuff all around. You got every kind of tattoo, and every piece of your body, every piece on your body is tattooed. All the way down, a guy standing there in a pair of little short shorts, and you can't see a piece on his body that's not tattooed with something everywhere. And I think, wow, what if he gets to be 30 and gets some brains? Now then, he can't change. He's going to be like that forever. I will never complain about my children. That's what, so if you have a child that's doing a little something wrong, you need to look at that email that somebody sent out. And then, of course, I thought, who in the world would ever do something like that to their body? And then today I walked into the grocery store to buy a little thing, and as I'm walking out to check out, I see a magazine, and it's got one of these kind of people on the front cover. One of those kind of people that lives like that. And now they got a magazine about all these tattoos and all these people. And no wonder these kids are trying to outdo the next one. You know, and here they are young, 16 to 22 or 3 years old. And we all know, especially us guys, if any man had a brain before he's 25, he'd take it out and play with it. You know, I was one. You know, and if you don't see yourself fit into that category, then praise God, I'm glad you're different. But I didn't have a brain going until I was 25. I mean, I'm just a dumb, stupid kid. You know? That's why your insurance is so high if you're a young man. The world knows you're a dumb, stupid kid. Y'all know where I'm coming from? If you're under 25, can you buy insurance cheap? No, there ain't no cheap insurance for a man under 25. I mean, it's like 3 times the price. Why? Because they know we're dumb and stupid when we're 25. Under 25. Is that right, Keith?
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunate. Yeah. Well, it's unfortunate. There's very few children that are raised in a home that are solid as a rock when they're under 25. Now, there can be a few of them, but there ain't many. There ain't many. I mean, I was raised in a good Christian home, and I still done some foolish things. Now, I didn't do near what some of them did, but still, you know. I did some silly things.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.